Time out. Time out. Time out.
This episode of the
Jay Jones Last Kicker
is brought to you by
Geist Note
and Victor Wrench
and Plastic Object.
This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
If liberals are so fucking smart, how come they lose so goddamn always?
Hey,
and with a straight face, you're gonna tell students that America is so star-spangled awesome that we're the only ones in the world who have freedom? Canada has freedom. Japan has freedom. The UK, France, Italy, Germany, Spain, Australia, Belgium has freedom. So 207 sovereign states in the world, like 180 of them have freedom.
All right.
And yeah, you, sorority girl, just in case you accidentally wander into a voting booth one day, there's some things you should know. And one of them is there is absolutely no evidence to support the statement that we're the greatest country in the world. We're 7th in literacy, 27th in math, 22nd in science, 49th in life expectancy, 178th in infant mortality, 3rd in median household income, number 4 in labor force, and number 4 in exports. We lead the world in only 3 categories: number of incarcerated citizens per capita, number of adults who believe angels are real, and defense spending, where we spend more than the next 26 countries combined, 25 of whom are allies. Now, none of this is the fault of a 20-year-old college student, but you nonetheless are, without a doubt, a member of the worst period, generation, period, ever, period. So when you ask what makes us the greatest country in the world, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Fuck you. You're a goddamn communist. I'm a fucking Reagan-era fucking conservative, pussy.
Show number 360. We have reached 360 degrees. It is Tuesday, March 10th.
Give me a little more in the headphones.
In the year of our Lord, it is 360.
Our Lord and Savior. His name is Arnold.
March 10th, 2020. Show 360, if you couldn't make any of that out.
You don't know how to say that in German, huh?
I do. I just have to refresh myself. I haven't refreshed my German in a while.
I'm all up on Germany right now, homie, because I've been watching some of the Hunters.
The Hunters?
Is it the Hunters or Hunters? Which one's the Mastodon album and which one's the TV
show? The Hunter
show?
Is Mastodon.
Hunters
is the Netflix. Okay. Sure. No, it's not.
It's Prime. Amazon Prime.
Yeah. I'm about to start that. I have an interesting discussion. That was my number 4. I have an interesting discussion I want to get into you that re-sparked when I watched Narcos Mexico season 2.
I'm into that too right now.
So, and this is I've been waiting for it just to be me and you in the studio because this is kind of a big, important conversation that I want to have with you.
That's why you play the battle tapes?
Yeah, I rolled battle tapes for two reasons. Because I want to talk Narcos Mexico because it fits in so properly. And
well, let's face it, I could easily see you doing cocaine to this music playing in the background. Just like,
easily, yeah. This is strip club music, right? If I'm walking a strip club and this was playing...
I don't know, man. I don't frequent leave. Strip clubs that much, except for last week.
Where'd you go last week?
We went to Silver City.
Oh, right by my studio.
Right by the studio. Y'all weren't there, though. Y'all were doing stuff here, I think.
No.
Were you doing stuff there?
We were doing
stuff.
You should
have joined us.
The studio in Colleyville.
In Colleyville?
Yeah, we have a studio in Colleyville now.
Oh.
That isn't ours. It's actually a third party's.
Okay.
We'll disclose that later. And I'll talk about how that goes at a different time. But yeah.
We could play this music. We could play Battle Tapes as our intro music every show, and I'd be okay with it.
So you okay? The reason I played this because I went before I came here. I went to give Susie a hand moving some stuff around her house because she's having some stuff done over there. And I walked in and
I'll
I
give
went,
her a hand right now. I'm giving Susie a hand painting right now.
Her and her son a hand, and I walk in and her son is blasting Battle Tapes. And like, it took me a minute.
She has a son?
Yeah, did you not know that?
No. Susie has a son. Isn't that some information you would like to told me?
You didn't know this?
No. Does she eat tacos too? Is it Taco Tuesday too?
It is Taco Tuesday.
Don't you think that's some information I would like to know?
So.
What about Ivy? She couldn't tell me? How's their show doing anyway?
Show's doing great. Jeff was on good. This week. I'm halfway through it.
I can't get an invite. Jeff gets an invite, and he's a retired
podcaster.
We
were on the second show or
third
episode.
I want my own show.
Oh, you want your own episode?
I want my own show.
You
want
to go in and own
it? I want carpet to be rolled out. Oh. I want some hors d'oeuvres.
Oh, well, you need to text your little buddy now.
Some hors d'oeuvres and some...
she runs that show?
Some chocolates.
So, chocolates. But I walked in, and I was M&Ms. Like, I know this. I know this. But it wasn't coming to mind because I was busy focusing on other things going on.
The music was
the music,
familiar.
But I was focusing on the things going on in the house. And then, like, about 15 minutes being there, I was like, fuck, this is Battle Tapes.
Yeah.
Our son was just rolling through the entire Battle Tapes catalog, so I had to walk out there and be like, dude.
Geek out on some Battle Tapes.
How do you know about Battle Tapes?
You broed them? Bro.
Bro. Bro.
What you know about Battle Tapes?
What you know about Battle Tapes?
They're from L.A., right?
Yeah.
What you know about Battle Tapes from L.A.?
And he's like, he told me that he fell in love with them because they're on the Grand Theft Auto soundtrack.
Didn't we know that, though? I thought at some point someone told us about that.
We knew Battle Tapes before that.
No, I know, but I thought somewhere along the line someone told us that they were on the...
Josh sent us an email.
About the Grand Theft Auto.
When I was emailing back and forth with Josh...
Do you still play that ever?
For a while. No. It's kind of weird.
Because of all the stuff, the whole community and stuff of it?
Like, why would I... There's like... Hot Wheels tracks in the middle of Grand Theft Auto now with
it's
loops
out of control.
And stuff. I'm like, what is this?
Like the challenge to stop the train. Have you watched videos about trying to stop the train?
Or in a train tornado?
Yeah.
I was like, what is it? I don't think
it's getting out of
control. Yeah, it's out of control.
It's like all these kids that were doing Roblox and Minecraft started playing
Grand Theft Auto.
Grand Theft Auto. And
let's
now it's
bring
just completely
Roblox
out of-
and Minecraft into this.
Right.
But yeah, he told me that and I was like, yeah, man, you know. Told him about South By, falling in love with them down there and how crazy it was. And just walking into a bar and coming across a band. That's the first time in my life I've ever just randomly gone in somewhere and fell completely in love with the band.
No, it's not. You better think that thought. That's happened to me several times.
Not randomly.
That
I
happened
mean, I've
to me
gone
with
places,
House Harkonnen.
But I was there to either see them or someone else.
I thought we were there because it was an Eagle deal and we just happened to show up.
No, that was the
we're at their
Dallas
like
Observer
Tattoo
Music
Fest
Awards.
Or something.
Dallas Observer Music Awards. Showcase.
There's been some more bands that you've walked in and been like, what is this? Why isn't this some information I would like to know here?
why
has no one told me about this band?
Completely fallen in love with?
Kverlitak. Didn't we just stumble across them? No.
But I didn't completely fall in love with them. I liked them.
I'm trying to think. There's definitely been a band that has caught your ear that you have freaked out about. I'm
the only
sure.
one I can think of, and this wasn't walking into somewhere random, was I walked into Bomb Factory.
To see another band.
To watch House of Pain. And
it's only what it's like.
No.
One sees all what it's like to serve the blues.
Is that House of Pain?
Isn't it? Isn't that Everlast?
Jump Around.
Yeah, that's the same guy.
Yeah, but this was during Jump Around time period.
It wasn't during,
did you really know what it's like?
And this band with this crazy-ass guitarist came out there and just started scratching all over it and making racket.
Yeah.
And that little band was known as Rage Against the Machine.
And you didn't know about Rage Against the Machine?
This was
when you saw.
This was before their first album was out.
At the Bomb Factory, right?
This was 3 weeks before their album came out. Before the first album came out.
I bet if you sit on this thought for a while and think about it, you will come up with some more. I know there are some that I just stumbled across. There's even bands that I stumbled into that I wasn't going to the venue to see the show.
That's what I'm talking about. I wasn't going. I was just, we were just
walking
around.
I bet you that's happened before.
And we were actually looking for Crosses because Crosses was playing a bunch of secret shows at South By. They were playing
Chino's
two
band
that night. And so we went to the far end. And we're wore out.
Can we clear some stuff up real quick about Crosses and Chino and all that? Okay, he had another band called Palms.
Yeah,
but there is another band called Palm, and he's not in Palm, but he's
in Palms.
But there is a Palm, right?
I don't know.
I thought we were talking about him the other day. We're like, yeah, Palms, cool. They're playing like,
I like Palms.
Palms is Chino's.
Chino's, yeah.
And Palm has Hong. There's a throwback.
Hong, a Leafs friend, is in
Hong?
Palm?
Yeah, I think she is, isn't she? Palms?
I don't know. I don't keep up with Hong.
Anyway.
Hong's not my friend.
Getting back to the story, back to the lecture at hand, perfection is perfectus.
Palms is the one with Chino.
Isn't there a band called Palm, too?
And then Palm, Olive. Palm is an American experimental rock band from Philadelphia.
And they're still playing, right?
It's Eve Alpert and Kasara Kurt.
And then Peter and I have a gent band that we call Palm Mute.
That's a good band name.
Palm Mute.
I came up with a band name the other day that'll be my next. I think it's going to be my electronic outfit.
Okay.
And I don't know if I should release it right now or
not. I have like seven really good band names.
Someone will take that name. But mine is really good.
That's why I don't want to get too close to Matt Thompson. Because at any moment, he could take one of my 12 glorious band names and run with it. And I'd be like, dude.
He would never do that.
I know he would never do that, ever. But
he'd probably start the band with you.
Okay, it's a cool name. Let's do it.
That's a cool name. Let's do this.
Yeah.
I'd be in. You play some drums? Okay, let's go.
Yeah. Maybe Peter and I will start Palm Mute.
Tell him, hey, I got Palm Mute. Let's get a let's get a demo done before we go to NAMM next year.
We could open up for We Are Fortress.
Yes. We Are Fortress is a mean band.
You know, really, I was looking at that picture from that when we went out to LA a couple of weeks ago, and especially the one on the beach, and I was like, that would really be a cool band. Like that band, that'd probably be a really good band. If you think about it, and then I started thinking about the lineup. I was like, would Dustin play bass? Would Eric play bass? Or would Andrew play bass?
We just swap around.
And then
Play keys?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Now, we have keys, we have bass, and then if you wanted
to
do doink doinks, you could, and then I could do vocals. And then I'd be in the super group.
In a band like that with all those badasses, I'd just be the dumbass over hitting the keg with a.
Well, that's what I was saying. If you wanted to do that, you
metal
could.
Metal baseball bat.
And
like
then you have – so Dave would just play guitar? Or would someone start playing guitar with him?
You know how many Grammys would be in that band already?
Yeah, we could be in a Grammy award-winning band without playing one note, not even singing one verse. But can you imagine the crazy music that band would come up with?
All those minds?
Yeah.
Can you imagine getting that to focus?
Yeah. It kind of reminds me. This is – okay, getting back to TV
write it
talk.
Down. Let's get Andrew in here again.
We do need – it's been a while.
Let's get Andrew in here because I want to talk to him about how to Shaolin focus.
But it kind of reminds me of I was watching the ZZ Top documentary, which I highly recommend.
I have that on my iPad right now to watch tomorrow.
You'll love it.
I was going to watch today, but all hell broke loose.
But it gets into a little bit of the groundbreaking of the psych rock, because they hung out with those same cats, those psych rock cats and stuff down in Austin.
They did?
Yeah.
Well, they also hang out with Ministry, which is weird.
Yeah.
Is Ministry in this?
No, they don't mention Ministry, but they do mention 13th or
13th floor elevator.
Yeah, and they mention Janis Joplin. They mention all the cool stuff that happened because
I saw Billy Bob Thornton on the preview, and I was sold.
And it's funny because some of the things that they were talking about, kind of sounds like you when they're talking about the three piece, how the three piece is just more of a dynamic that punches you in the face. It gets you everywhere. And they've set out to do that. And they also talk about how ZZ Top came up with the name, which I never knew the real story, because apparently they floated out 20 stories. And it's also weird when they talk about where they played and how they were just workhorses, and they didn't get shows in Dallas, Houston, and Austin and those places at first. They were playing Mineola. They were playing New Brunswick. They were playing Temple, Texas, East Texas. They were playing out in Longview and places like that.
Weren't they like one of the founders of that place in Beaumont or wherever you went down with the Whiskey Boys that time?
No. Well, that was – you mean the scene there or that club?
That club. I thought they
I
were
know.
Like
– I don't know the history like, but not in that club, but I know that club was
I've been in that club and I can't remember what it is.
I don't think it's there anymore, man.
I don't think it is either.
Because when I went down there with the guys in Whiskey Dig, it wasn't the original venue. It was like called Satan's Lair or something, and you had to there was a big pentagram and stuff like on the wall that you had to go. There was like a step and repeat except for Satanism. You had to go pay your homage.
That's not the place I was thinking of. You had to stand there?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure there's a picture of Brittany and I and Johnson and Fritz.
Looking just all badass in front of a pentagram.
Yeah, big pentagram. Which is cool. I mean,
I'm going to find that picture and I'm going to float it around saying, these are the members of churches, Satanism, whatever, the Church of Satan.
Well, some people would argue that anyway, that we're members of that. And true. You're included. But no. They had a step and repeat, which I always thought was cool. I was like, I mean, that's like a step and repeat to the gates of hell. Like, you know what I mean? Step aside where the cameras smell. Everybody that has ADD just turned us off. They're like, oh my gosh.
What the fuck just happened?
Just blew my brains.
So, the four things. Well, happy Tuesday. I have a gift for you. I need to give you our gift.
What is the gift?
These things.
If it's an edible, I can't take it.
Oh,
yeah, I can't take it. I got to work tomorrow.
Then I'll keep the gift and eat it myself. Now, this is probably right now more valuable than gold.
Is it a mask or a roll of toilet? Hell yes. Now, here's what I was thinking. All right.
This is an N95.
Was this left at your... at the office we shall not mention?
Oh, no. I carry these on my truck like crazy.
So, this thing here...
We're going to start doing our show like this. It's going to be difficult.
All right. Yeah.
Or so, you're going to... Because...
I don't want to play with it too much because I'm afraid I'll break it before we actually need it.
We're supposed to shave. You're supposed to shave your face so that way it gets a nice tight seal.
Yeah.
And nothing seeps through. But we are...
Hello.
Supposedly a... person in Fort Worth is now infected.
What?
They will not release
breaking
any of
news.
The info. This is breaking news right before our show.
Are you joking?
No. I made that post. You
thought that was a joke.
No. We have one. We have one in Fort Worth, in Tarrant County now.
I like how you act like it's a gift.
It is a gift.
Like the Son of God has visited Tarrant County and blessed it with coronavirus.
He has tested positive, but it's one of those preemptive positives. The CDC has to go in and look at.
Can we clear this up? That just means the doctor thinks that traits of a – what is it called?
They do a test and it comes back positive, but the CDC has to confirm it.
So they've done an official
– I'm sorry.
Are we confirmed now?
It is now confirmed.
Breaking news.
In Tarrant County.
Tarrant County has its first – Oh, all right. Heck yeah.
Coronavirus. You want to play this?
Let's see here. Yeah, let's play.
Do we have a breaking news? There's our breaking news sounder.
We do have some breaking news now out of Tarrant County, where officials are now reporting Tarrant County has its first presumptive positive case of the coronavirus.
They are not releasing
many details at this point, only saying that the person does live in Tarrant County and traveled to a conference in Kentucky.
I thought they were about to say L.A.
They are now working to trace anyone who may have come in contact with that person. We will stay on top of this.
All right, let's take.
Give us the name.
Who do you think it is?
Okay, that was going to be my question is.
Who do I think it is?
Is it a friend of ours? Do we know this person?
Absolutely, a friend of ours.
That just traveled to Kentucky?
Kentucky or Connecticut?
Kentucky. Is there anybody in our crew that's a Kentucky fuck?
I mean, that could be a lot of people. They have a good music scene out there in Kentucky. We have a lot of people that are into that stuff. A lot of people are into whiskey that we know.
They are.
A lot of people into horse races. A lot of people are into basketball, college basketball. We got that brewing up. It could be a lot. I know some dancers from up there.
I do too.
What's up, Shanae?
What's up, Kishara? Well, she's a cheerleader, so.
What's up, Pandora?
What do we. So, what do we do?
What do you mean, what do we do?
Do we just go ahead and lock the door now? We just stay out here? Do we quarantine ourselves in the house, in the shed?
I don't know. We were joking about this last week about what's the point of when we start panicking, and I don't think this is it because I don't feel panicked.
I don't feel panicked either. But have you been to the grocery store lately?
Yeah, I went to get some eggs.
Did they have eggs?
Yeah.
Did they have water?
I'm lying. I got chips and Hawaiian bread buns.
Did you actually have chips?
Yeah, they had everything.
I went to the grocery store the other night. Chips were wiped out. Bread was still there.
What is chips going to do?
I don't know. People are stocking up
That's
food.
The thing. A friend of mine and I were talking about why are people getting toilet paper? Are they confused? Are they stuck on Ebola?
They're afraid they need
is
to
that what they're thinking?
Mummify themselves because they start bleeding out of every orifice?
Well, Ebola starts with diarrhea, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so are they confused? They're like got their sicknesses.
I mean,
wrong.
They need stuff to wipe their nose with.
Seriously, it seems like then Kleenexes would be what's gone.
So I don't know, like, what to do. I mean,
is Corona boring you?
I've got condoms.
We do have condoms.
We have plenty
I guess we
of condoms,
can put those in our
so
mouth.
We're right over our nose.
Yeah.
Just this one's lubricated.
That means more protection. I'm sure there's probably spermicide in there. You just opened up one of our rubbers.
I did.
Great.
Which way does it unroll?
I don't know, man. That's got to be the Chinese. Like, that can't be American. All right, if you're watching, you know what he's doing. If you're not, he's blowing up a condom with his nose in hopes to protect himself from coronavirus. I don't think this is how this works. I don't think this is how any of this works, Dustin.
Is it?
I haven't seen the report from the CDC about the most effective ways to guard yourself from coronavirus, but I'm pretty sure that it didn't say that you need to blow up condoms with your nose and hold them tightly to your face. It's a small condom, too, by the way. Who is that? Who's that for? Your Asian buddy?
This is a small condom.
I mean, the length is there, but good Lord, I couldn't
LA
put that
Confidential.
Thing on me, man.
Sweet passion, one latex.
What is that, like a junior version?
I don't know, but I have latex. Hey.
I hope you don't have
spermicidal lubricant on my nose. That means I won't get infected. If he sprays, that's the deal. We've got to start the rumor now. If you use a condom and take the spermicidal lubricant on it and put it up your nose, you won't catch coronavirus. It kills it.
Breaking news.
I can't do it again.
So, yeah, if this was it, this was when it's all about to break out, you're gonna bust a blood vessel.
I am. Anyway,
I would have I'd have a mask.
You got a mask.
I'd have a bottle opener.
Bottle opener.
Let's see what I got. I got my wallet, some keys. I guess Topo Chico.
Being the people we are and being how honest and truthful we should be, you cannot use Tito's vodka as hand sanitizer. The CDC and Tito's have both come out and said,
see, this is so weird.
Don't
this is another
product.
Conversation I had with a friend of mine about that. What if, like, we run out of hand sanitizer and they just start putting bottles of alcohol in all over the place for you to wipe your hands off with. Because, you know, the guy off the street, the homeless guy,
he's
not going to use that for hand sanitizer, man.
Well,
yeah, he's going to just down it.
First off.
I mean, it could be late on some night and one of us could down it because we're desperate.
Unfortunately, there's probably not going to be many people left on the streets if this really breaks out.
Why is that?
Well, they don't really clean themselves that well.
What if they have so much stank on them? It drives the corona, like the corona is about to jump on the body.
And
it's like,
nuh-uh,
not today, not today.
I don't know if that's the way that would work, if that's scientifically proven.
Like, whoa. Well, I mean, think about it. A skunk.
Maybe.
If you're going to go attack a skunk, you're a predator of a skunk. Like, say you're a virus and a skunk's right there. You're not going to jump on that, man. That thing will shoot you with skunk spray.
Well, you're probably not built for attacking an animal.
Well, I'm sure there's some. You know what? I could probably come up with the cure for coronavirus. Trump needs to hire me to take care of this, not this dork Pence. So Pence has never. What has Pence done?
If you see coronavirus Prince coming towards you, would you spray yourself with a skunk to keep it away?
I mean, have they tried that? Has Pence tried that?
I don't know. Sounds
all
better
Pence
than
is
any
in
of
there
his other
is
ideas.
Try to keep people from getting married and keep like talk about God and Jesus and stuff. He's not worried about really.
Is he trying to take your AR-14 away?
He doesn't seem like the brightest guy to put in charge of getting rid of coronavirus, you know?
No.
I think I could do a better job.
I think you have
better
ideas and theories, especially skunk theory. The skunk theory is amazing.
Do you think that's even been tossed around?
I have spermicidal lubricant up my nose.
That's another great theory. Do you think Pence even knows what spermicidal liquid is?
No, he doesn't have to because he's religious right. He's probably never put a condom on.
That's what I'm saying.
He's probably never even seen a condom.
Trump's got the wrong dude doing it, man.
Yeah.
Trump, dude, you got the wrong bro.
A bunch of old men making decisions for us
and
again.
You know, dude,
and more men are going to make decisions
for us. I guarantee you that. Okay. I don't want to get fired up because I'm in a happy place all of a sudden.
But I want to talk about coronavirus some more.
We can. But seriously, you know he's getting paid. You know Pence is getting a bonus or some shit that he gets extra if he gets the cure. I'll do it for half of that, Trump. Hear me out. Half of what you're paying.
Do you think he's getting
the
some of that
Pence?
Some of that $8 million that they or $8 billion
Hell
they just
yeah.
passed.
Some of that's going to Pence, I bet.
I bet you so. And his team.
Yeah.
$8 billion.
Screw that, man. You got the wrong guy, Trump. You need me in there, man. Put some WD-40 on it. You know what else I would get? I'd get some WD-40. Test out WD-40. Aloe vera, like the plants that they're on. What are those? What are what are those plants that they come on?
Aloe vera plant.
Yeah,
well,
you're the scientist.
So
I'd be like, hey, scientist, get me one of those plants. The aloe, not an avocado, but the other one.
The
aloe
vera.
Plant. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd get some of that, cut it open, and I'd mix it with the WD-40, and then I'd get some of the monkey's blood.
Oh
you
always got to bring
monkey's
blood
into iodine.
It's been a while since we brought some monkey's blood into play.
Mix that together. You know what I mean? Maybe put a little whiskey on it and then spread it all over your body.
Some smooth Tennessee whiskey?
I mean, it depends. On what strain do you have.
Well, guy in Kentucky is infected, so I'm going to go with Tennessee now.
I would probably stick to the Kentucky for the Kentucky guy that's infected.
Oh, yeah.
But if it was someone from Tennessee.
Tennessee?
Yeah.
Tennessee.
Take me to the motherland. Oh, isn't that how that song goes?
Something like
or did I just make someone pissed and
think
we're racist?
Dante's pissed now.
He's like, damn it, I'm not listening to them anymore, even though I never did. But anyway, seriously, Pence isn't thinking of all this stuff. He doesn't have the think tank like us.
No.
He doesn't smoke weed, right?
No.
He doesn't do shroom. He's never done any psychedelic. He's never had a major drug problem in his life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, to him, he gets all jacked up on Mountain Dew and coffee and, like, what creative mind has come from that?
Imagine if we find out that the cure for this is Adderall. What the country will do.
We'll get a lot more productive.
We'll get a lot of shit done.
Our infrastructure will get taken care of. See? More think tanking,
dude. More think tanking. A lot of these people that are on welfare won't be on welfare anymore. We'll be just up and
see,
running
Trump's
around.
See, Trump's got the wrong guy, man. You got the wrong guy leading this charge. I'm telling you, man. Ask W. He knows about us.
We got ideas.
I know those guys. Yeah.
Yeah.
Those guys at the Jerry Jones Town Massacre.
I mean, we'd only go to down to Crawford every once in a while.
That's
for the
right.
Hell of it.
We've smoked weed with that dude. He's right.
We hit on his daughters.
Hottest daughters ever in the White House is the Bushes.
When they used to run around Deep Ellum, that was really weird.
Didn't they used to get lit, too, like down in Austin and up
on
here, too, right?
Here in Ellum, they used to get lit all the time.
Lit, man. My dad.
And you'd look over and you'd go, man, that chick's pretty hot. And then you look over his shoulder and go, well, that's Secret Service guy with her.
What a terrible date. Because you're getting blamed for everything.
Oh, yeah, you are.
If you do
anything wrong, you're shot.
Oh, yeah. You're
Secret
you're
Service
screwed,
guy's
man.
Taking you out.
And you know, I'm not drunk. Yeah, you know who my dad is?
I'll take you home. I'll take care of you. And the Secret Service guy goes,
fucking,
no,
hey,
you're not.
Dustin, who is this? Who is this girl that you hooked me up with? If we were single back then, who is this? Like, just shut up, dude. Don't do anything stupid. And be like,
it's one of the Bush daughters.
Yeah. I wouldn't tell you.
Oh, you would?
No. I'd make you.
But listen, what if you're trying to be a good guy? You're trying to be.
I try to be a good guy in all my dates.
I know. Sometimes. But you're trying to be the good guy with her. And you're like, she gets trashed. And you're like, hey, I'll take you home. I'll take care of you. And as you're walking out the door, the Secret Service guy just puts his hand on your chest and goes, no, we got this.
Like, no, man.
And you're like, dude, I'm trying to be the
vibe.
Good guy here.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to.
How do I know do you ain't going to do nothing?
Yeah. Citizen's arrest.
See?
On a Secret Service
man,
guy?
You ain't going nowhere. You pull your wallet out and say,
uh-uh.
Sit down right there. Citizen's
I'm a
arrest.
Citizen.
Citizen's arrest.
You work for me.
You work for me.
We're going to get to that. So coronavirus has, since our last show, they've canceled South by Southwest, which we knew that was coming once we started seeing a bunch of people drop out.
Yeah, but have you heard these drops of them doing shots and stuff, like the mayor and everything? And
Okay, so.
What's that all about?
If you haven't listened to this week's No Agenda Sundays.
Oh, it's not just on No Agenda. That's
everywhere.
No, it's
not. It is everywhere. But I'm going to. They explain it the best. They break it down the best. And it's in the first 30 minutes show. But I'm going to try to do a little Cliff Notes version here.
There you go. Do a Cliff Notes version.
So on Friday, Trump signed the coronavirus amendment, which gave $8 billion in funding in fighting coronavirus.
I'm pretty sure $800,000 of that's going to Pence and his pencil dick.
Probably. But in that,
Pence, you got a pencil dick, dude.
$450 million was allocated to cities that had to
do something.
Claim a state of emergency.
Okay. I'm following you.
An hour after that was signed, Austin had a press conference and said, we are declaring this city state of emergency and we are canceling South by Southwest, as well as any other spring festival, outdoor festivals.
Okay, so here's where it gets tricky. Does that get them out of their clauses, all their insurance, the rain clauses and all that crap?
There's a lot of shit going back and forth about the insurance. There's some people saying the companies aren't going to pay for the insurance.
Of the shows.
Of the South by Southwest, whoever South by Southwest put their insurance
into. What a
mess.
They're
not going to. Some people are saying they are. But either way, I mean, this is the biggest weekend for Austin. And if you go look through the South by Southwest thread on Reddit, there's a lot of talk in there about how many clubs. This is the week that keeps them
so
open
much, yeah. It's
the rest
kind
of the
like
year.
The state fair bars and stuff out there.
Yeah. This is the week they make all their money
beer gardens
to stay
and all that.
Open the
yeah,
rest of the year.
For sure.
Most of the time they're fighting tooth and nail, so this really hurts the bars that are down there on 6th Red River and Dirty 6th, E6th.
Yeah.
So the
glad we didn't do the river promotion,
which I did
deal.
Check in with that, and that was canceled.
Before the
no, when all when everybody started pulling
COVID?
Out, yeah, he pulled it out.
Yeah.
So there are still some stuff going on down there. Well, they make this announcement, and so now it looks like the city of Austin is going to get part of this $450 million. And then that night, what was it, the mayor, their treasurer, and a senator or a congressman or something like that are out there having shots and
saying,
did
you tell Marlon we were going to do the show down there?
We need to drink. No.
At the that show?
No, I did not. Why?
He's like, where y'all at, man? I'm ready to get on the show.
What? I never said we were going down there.
How does he even know that we're going?
I didn't
tell him.
What?
I'm pretty sure the only person that talked about going down to Gas Monkey was you.
I don't remember telling him, unless I did it in my sleep.
Marlon's an amazing man. He gets in our thoughts.
Man.
I'm sorry, man. I interrupted your thought.
So anyway, that night there's a video made of all the big wigs around Austin.
Hanging out with Marlon.
Doing shots at a bar.
I think it's not just one shot either. It's a few.
They're doing a few, and they're talking about, come down and support Austin. Come to the bars. Come to support music. Support the bands. Put in, you know, buy their merchandise this weekend and blah, blah, blah. So you just said,
Stay away.
We got coronavirus. And then 4 hours later, you're making a video. Come to Austin. Hang out.
There's some funny business on that.
Some weird, weird.
I was looking forward
business.
To going down. Actually, I wasn't going at all, but I was like, dude.
Yeah, you were going.
Moon Tower. Oh, I was going to get kidnapped?
Yeah, you were going.
I was going to go Moon Tower party, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go pay homage.
We were going to go down and set up a little altar below the Moon Tower. There were going to be a few of us going.
We're
going
to do a spirit walk around the Moon Tower. Leave me down there. That's fine. I don't care. Austin would accept me. I'd accept Austin. I got some friends down there.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, I've thought about just giving the bird everything. Like, I'm going to Austin.
You would have been like, thanks.
Yeah.
This helped me out.
The only thing is, I think I'd end up being one of the homeless down there because I'm getting priced out of Austin pretty quick. Like,
a lot of people are getting priced out of Austin pretty quick.
Yeah, they
need
have
to
return.
Start dancing.
They need, you know what? And I have a friend that I could probably get a job dancing. I would just
being
have
a private dancer.
I'd have to get some adjustments
for
made.
Money.
A few surgeries here and there.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Or you could just be a bouncer.
Well, I'd be terrible at that, at those type of places, because I'd be distracted all the time.
You have a resume. Look. Billiards of being a bouncer at Billiards.
In Andy's. Andy's, Texas Billiards, and I don't know. Where's the places I've done that? Checked IDs, basically. Yeah. Never bounced. Just
never
checked
bounced.
IDs.
Never had to kick anyone out.
No. I'd be terrible.
Yeah. But you could. After a few days, you wouldn't be distracted anymore. That goes away. That goes away within an hour of being there. Then it just becomes fun of running around and doing crazy stuff.
Of what? Being a bouncer at
being
the Yellow Rose?
Being distracted.
I'd be distracted the whole time, no matter what happened.
It goes away.
It wouldn't go away. I've gone to those places my whole life, and I still get distracted there.
Your whole life?
I mean, okay,
welcome
we're talking
to the
16 years
event.
Old. The majority of my life, I've gone.
But
and
if
it's,
you're
it's
working in one in
like every day,
day in day out, it will go away.
Oh man, I don't know, man. Maybe for you,
it's already gone away from me.
That's the A team down there.
But I don't.
That's go not in like
there
going
at
all. To. That's not like going to Spirit Rhino on North or not Northwest Highway. What's the place where Mosier Valley is?
That's where that swinger place is. That's
yeah,
scary.
Well, you know those like three gnarly strip clubs. They always one yeah. was I think Baby Dolls is the only one that's lasted there.
Yeah,
is it like that place? It might wear off pretty quick. Which I saw a stringer at that Baby Dolls, and I kid you not. And I saw a girl crying. Were you with me when the girl was crying?
No,
she was looking at herself, grabbing on her face, crying.
No,
yeah. And there was a stringer.
I'm melting.
Yeah,
I'm melting.
I think it was Johnson and I. And then there was also a stringer there, and we're like. I thought you weren't supposed to work on Shark Week.
That happens.
I guess if they're hard up for the money, man.
I got friends I've talked to about that.
If they work or don't work on Shark Week?
Yeah. Just depends on when rent's due.
I guess if you got to grind them corners,
yep.
Then you got to grind them corners.
You got to make those payments on the baller vehicle.
I mean, there's probably some weirdos that would pay more for that. I mean, pretty much any way you can be a weirdo with your privates and what attracts
someone
you.
Someone will pay it.
Someone will do it. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's something out there for everything. And it's so sad, but it's true. Humans are the worst.
And we can only hope coronavirus kills them off.
Like I said, how many times is God just going, oh, my gosh, I gave you a cell phone. You turned it into a pornography box. What the hell? This was supposed to – I gave you more processing power than one of the things that you sent off to space closer to me. And now you're looking at Pornhub and X-Hamster. Thank you, humans.
Thank you.
And the devil's like, don't, no, let it rot. No, he's like, I'm about to end it. Okay? I've had it. These assholes, they play with their feces.
So did you see what was canceled today?
They have videos of women shooting poop out of their butts and playing with it like it's a soft serve dispenser at a
People wonder why coronavirus is spread around.
Yeah, just look at the damn videos all over the place, man. We're the most disgusting thing on earth. Humans are the most disgusting thing on earth.
By far.
Let's get back to the coronavirus.
So did you see what was postponed today? There were two major things postponed today.
What's that?
Pearl Jam's tour.
Because of coronavirus?
Yes. It's way worse on the West Coast than it is here. And
why is it so much hardcore in the West Coast? Is it? I don't get it. What? Why are you giving this weird look?
How many Chinatowns are on the West Coast?
So straight up, this is an Asian thing. They think Asians carry it more than
no, it's just more of a portal into this country.
Why do you want Mikeford?
It's more of a portal into this country over there on the West Coast from
Asia. I didn't know that.
Asia.
I'm pretty sure Asians are all over our country, though.
They are, but I was joking about the Chinatown thing, but that's the portal
well, see,
to Asia is more on the West
see,
Coast.
See, here's the thing. I've heard that
Seattle,
it's starting to calm down
San Francisco
in the Wuhan. Gank that from them.
Did you? That's pretty from, good.
No Agenda.
Yeah, that was
the Wu-Tang
that
song.
That is Wu-Tang, yeah.
So, Wuhan. Or is it Wu-Tang or is it Busta Rhymes?
I don't know.
But yeah, I heard it's calming down in China and in South Korea that the things have started. They think it's peaked.
Well, which
if it didn't take all of China.
China
and,
hasn't
and,
put out their full numbers. South Korea is putting out real numbers
so
that you can go by.
South Korea. If South Korea and China didn't get taken out by this thing and it's peaked, I think you're going to be okay, America. I think you might have overreacted a little bit,
Look,
America.
I want to get to why I want it to somehow quarantine us in a minute.
Because you don't want to work.
So the Pearl Jam just postponed their tour. No big deal. Coachella postponed both weekends today.
Coachella.
But that's a lot of rich people all hanging out with each other. And
yeah, they can get it,
doing
right?
blow and sucking off each other, Lindsay Lohan
getting
and Paris Hilton and stuff.
Corey Haim.
No, Corey Haim's dead.
Sorry about that.
So have you taken any
Corey Feldman, I meant.
Precautions or any care about
of what?
Coronavirus?
I'm drinking a Topo Chico. I don't drink as much right now. I'm not doing drugs.
You're staying in shape.
Trying to stay in shape, you know. Try to get 8 hours of sleep. I take my vitamins.
I haven't had 8 hours sleep.
Actually, I'm not even taking my vitamins right now. And I'm starting to eat like crap. Does that help?
No.
I ate another 7-Eleven lunch today.
No, I don't think you're supposed to eat at
gas
convenience
stations?
Stores and gas stations.
I do like the gas prices that have dropped.
Let's talk about that. Did you watch the stock market yesterday?
I heard about it.
As we lost.
It had to do with oil, but I don't see the tide of coronavirus.
It isn't. MSM is trying to make you think it's about coronavirus.
Yeah.
When it's about the Saudis.
And Russia. And
pissing all over Russia and breaking the OPEC deal.
Yeah.
So if you want to be real and you want to talk real about it, then let's go that way. Keep coronavirus out of that. Yes,
well,
it has a little bit to affect it. But when the Saudis are like, you know what? Fuck you, Russia. Let's tank this joint.
Well, that's kind of why I haven't taken any precautions for corona.
Keeps looking like someone's trying to open the door.
It's probably the wind, man.
Probably.
Maybe we're getting weather.
Maybe.
That's the thing, though. That's why you're asking if I've how many precautions I've taken, right? And I haven't because
I have water stocked
I think,
up.
I think it's – well, you always have water stocked
I do.
Up. But I think it's – I'm one of the people that believe, honestly, that it's just a political – this is a political tool. We got an election year, and I think it's a mass – it's a media thing.
Why
all
would
it
be
is
a political tool when the Democrats have already given up?
What do you mean? No, they're going to use this. It's going to be, watch, here's what's going to happen.
Joe Biden is their front runner. That is give up time.
I think
time.
He has coronavirus.
I think he's fucking retarded.
I think Joe Biden has mad cow's disease. It's his problem.
There's something wrong with this guy.
He's had a lobotomy.
And what's going to happen is Hillary's going to be his running mate, and he's going to die, and she's going to take over.
You know what he reminds me of? I had a step-grandfather that punched me in the face when I was a little kid. Just lost his shit and just,
yeah.
And it was, I was playing around and stuff, running around, and all of a sudden he just did it, and they blamed it on his Alzheimer's. That's what he reminds me of.
So,
he reminds me he's just going to punch someone at some point.
As we transition to what happened
today. No, we're not done with coronavirus.
Oh, we're not? No. You have more?
Yeah, I was just saying that that's kind of the reason that I haven't taken any of this precautions yet. I mean, I wash my hands, but I've always washed my hands.
I have extra food.
I sing happy birthday to myself two times while I'm doing it. So.
I don't.
Actually, I sing it about a girl. I sing happy birthday to a lady while I'm washing my hands.
I sing.
And I do it twice.
Happy birthday, fucker.
I think you're covered. If you do that whole song and all Mike Patton's lyrics, then you're going to be okay if you do Faith No More.
The gentle of making enemies.
Yeah, I think you're okay if you wash your hands. Other than that, though... What do you think about that tennis tournament getting canceled?
It's tennis. Who gives a shit?
Yeah, but what happens when baseball season
starts? Is Andre Agassi still playing?
I don't think so.
What about the Williams sisters?
Is he?
Don't care. No, Andre Agassi's gone. He's out.
Like dead?
No.
I think the Williams sisters are still playing.
Are they? I thought they were spitting out babies.
I don't think there's a rule in tennis that you can't have a kid, man. I'll check the rule book.
I don't think you're supposed to be playing pregnant if you get hit by a 100-mile-an-hour tennis ball.
MIA, rat pregnant.
That's rapping, not playing tennis with the ability of getting hit by a tennis ball at 180 miles an hour in the belly. That's not
I
good
guess you got
for the
a
baby.
Point, but I don't think that once you have the kid, you can't go back on the tennis court and start playing.
You're still back in shape. You got a rubber band. You're going to be in tennis shape while you're worrying about lactating boobies and when you're going to feed your child?
We need our producer to look up if Venus or Serena have kids.
I'm looking at a chair with a plague mask in it. That's our producer.
Kind of fits. But anyway... The getting back to what about the Rangers? We're about to open our new stadium. What if
what
that gets
them?
Postponed? What if they're like,
what
dude,
do you
we're
think
done.
About what the NBA is about to do?
What are they about to do?
Fanless games. They've already banned the media for being in the locker room. Media can't
then,
go in
then
any
why
locker
play the
now.
Game then? If you can't allow the fans, if the fans aren't allowed to watch the game, then why
That's
play the game?
That's what LeBron said. He's like, I play
think
for
LeBron
the fans.
Might be right on this one.
And then the fans are
what
make what
are you
the game
go see,
interesting.
Are you going to go see Pearl Jam without, like, is Pearl Jam, are they going to play a show with no fans?
Well, it'd still be televised. Pearl Jam's not going to be televised. The game still
That'd
would
be. That'd be kind of cool.
And they'd still count. If Pearl Jam's going to play a show,
dude, you know what Pearl Jam should
do
is do a VR show.
Could.
Yeah, me and you will be the VR cameraman.
Yeah.
We'll go around with our phones and Pearl Jam can
we'll
play.
Play
a show. Me
and
I'll
be
like,
yeah,
yeah,
man,
yeah
cool.
dude.
Here's
and
VR.
Then
yeah.
yeah. And they're like, hey, you dropped the camera.
Well,
oh, dude, yeah, yeah.
Foo Fighters did that thing, that Flight 333 or Flight 303
buddy,
or whatever.
Our buddy Dave Grohl?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Our buddy that served us
served
barbecue.
Served us barbecue, man.
Told me happy birthday.
Yeah.
Fucker.
Yeah.
Happy birthday. Fucker. But
good
yeah,
barbecue too.
Good barbecue,
very good.
But
very,
that
very
whole thing,
good.
You could do the VR thing. I like
you totally could.
And the same thing with the basketball games.
Maybe we should start a company right now. That's what we do. Hey LeBron, you know what, man? We got VR technology. You're going to be playing for all your fans.
So let's talk about the other things that are coming up. No one's going to XFL, so that's no big deal. We'll just
that kind of. Has done its
run. It's done. Hockey is about to hit the playoffs. That'll suck.
Yeah.
And you ever heard a hockey game in an empty arena?
Wait,
weird.
Am I hearing things, or was there a hockey player that has gone home sick and they think might be corona?
There is a player, I think, that they think might
I think for some reason I heard somewhere. I could be totally spreading rumors and bullshit right now.
So you have that.
So sorry if you're a hockey fan.
Then you have...
I'm a hockey fan. I don't know why I patronized you just then, because I am, too, a hockey
movie
fan.
Theaters will shut down. They said that the South by Southwest thing, one of the things that I heard today was that this may...
Wait. Back up. Movie theaters are starting to shut down.
They will shut down. You won't have
people
going
to the
movie.
Oh, but
they haven't yet. But one of the things about going back South by Southwest, they said that...
I'm
going
to go camping.
That's 36... Hold on. Tap the brakes. In 36 years, it's the first time, I think it's been 36 years, that it's been canceled, and it may...
be the end?
Be the end of it.
There's no way.
Because the music industry has wanted to move it for years anyway, and this could be an excuse to move it out of Austin. What do you think of that?
I don't like it.
No.
I mean, that's kind of a slap to the face of Texas.
It'd fuck Austin over. Austin would not
fuck
be...
the state of Texas
it
over,
would.
Too. It's disrespectful. I mean, think about all the music and art that's come out of Austin, and you're just going to be like, peace, we're going to L.A., bro.
Well, it's a...
Which I'd go to... I'd still go to
South by Southwest is about signing and finding bands. So bands come from all over the world. You can do that anywhere. You don't have to do it there.
I'm not saying that you have to do it there, but it'd just be disrespectful because of all the great artists and stuff that's come from Austin. It's like, oh, thanks for putting together something cool. F you.
Yeah. Oh, well. I mean, they used to have North by
Northwest. You sound like you're kind of saying that you hope for this idea to happen.
No, oh. I don't. I'm just happy I don't have to cover it this year. Wasn't looking
you
for
wouldn't
it.
Get to go by
the only thing I'm pissed about.
Compound. It, I mean, what are you going to do then? You wouldn't be able to take your annual trip.
No, no, no. Well, we're going to get to when coronavirus hits, where I'm
going
to go.
That's where we're going is Branch Davidian.
Branch Davidian Compound. Well, the other thing that pissed me about South by Southwest is I won't get to see Trent and Atticus. They were going. Then they decided not to.
Yeah.
But, oh well.
Ooh, what if it moved to New Orleans one year?
I'd go do that. Eesh. That'd be hardcore.
Yeah.
People would die. There'd be death.
One of us, probably.
Probably. Okay, so, moving away. Oh, and coronavirus. If it hits here, if I have to get quarantined.
Well, apparently you told me it has hit here.
It has hit.
Why are you making
Tarrant
a
County.
Maltese cocktail right now?
Because I'm going to burn.
What are we doing here?
I'm burning the shed down.
The show, we just got our reputation back from all those bad jokes we made a few years ago.
You
know, now
you
know, like,
pull the gun out and put one in the chamber?
Just got our reputation back from the chamber event.
Hey, Chris, there's no alcohol in this, so it's not a real Molotov cocktail. There's no gasoline or anything in it. So the thing that if I have to get quarantined for some reason, say a coworker comes down with it and they're like, you have to be quarantined. You know what I'm going to do? Come home, back my truck up to my garage, pack up all my camping gear, and head out to Big Ben and pick up some food on the way.
You know what I'm
going to
do?
Left alone.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to, I guess, go home. Actually, I'll probably go out to my car and Google quarantine first.
Find What's out. This mean?
Is this like a toothpaste or something I got to go get? Some like dentine?
Did I put
is this
in
gum?
My butt?
Quarantine? What'd I do here?
Somewhere or something?
And then I'd probably call you. Like, what is this quarantine crap? Like, what time do they go on? What time are you heading down there?
Are you shooting quarantine tonight?
Are you doing it, man? Are you going to be down there? Like, that's not how it works. That's not how any of this works, Matt.
This is not. It's not a band. It's not a festival.
So can you put me on the list?
Are y'all playing with quarantine? What is this?
Is quarantine, like, who's, I don't know whose show this is.
No, you're supposed to be alone, okay. Away from everybody for a little bit. So, yeah, I'm gonna just back up my truck.
Back it up, load it up.
The one thing I'm scared about, though, with all of this, is the older people in my family.
Oh, yeah, that's scary. I have a 92-year-old grandmother that's living by herself.
So do I. That's where I am.
And she is still driving. She had a wreck like last week, and my family is like thinking, maybe this is the time we talk to She's 92. We haven't had this talk. I was shocked. I love my grandma. I love my grandma. I love my family. But I just was shocked that we just now like,
reached
I thought
the point of where
right.
You should have the conversation.
I thought she was Ubering and stuff. I Uber. And I'm way younger than that. But,
that's
dude.
Like, that's like being 18 years
she's
old
such a
and
badass.
Your parents walk in with you with another chick and go, maybe we should have the conversation about sex with him.
My grandma's such a badass. She still drives to dancing. She goes dancing every week. She's 92.
Huh.
Yeah. I'm thinking she's going to get into MMA pretty soon.
Your grandma is?
Maybe. Who knows? If she could drive there.
Hmm.
Anyway, sorry to get off of coronavirus, but I'm worried about her. I'm worried about my little one because she's sick all the time anyway.
Well, supposedly I got a article today from a friend of ours that says little ones
daycare
don't get it as bad
because the daycare center builds up their immune system.
Yeah, and the whole theory of it of little kids being, you know, screwed with. Something keeps telling me our bandwidth is going down.
Uh-oh, what if the government's like, nah, we ain't having this conversation.
We want none of this, son.
This isn't getting out anywhere. This sounds like Russian propaganda.
It could be. Russian. I don't know what's going on.
Propaganda.
If you can still hear us out there.
I did text a woman named...
Blink three times.
What? I did text a woman named...
Are you Joe Biden?
No. This was about my job, but she is Russian, like straight up.
Hot?
Yeah.
You know I am with Russian women.
No, yeah. And I'll verify it. Yes. I'll verify your question right now.
I don't know. I think I need to choose on this. You got pictures?
Man, I don't see her that much because she's the owner of the place.
Oh,
but I'll definitely ask. I'll say, hey, we've never met a Russian woman who, like, we didn't pay to dance for us. So can you let me take a picture of you and send it to my friend? And she'd be like, are you working right now? I'm like, yeah,
yes.
I mean, I'm working, but.
But my friend's German.
Just throw that out there.
Just throw that out there.
Yeah, he's German.
He wants to make sure.
Look, I got a picture of him, too.
You were worth fighting
doing,
for.
Hello. That's a retarded SS soldier, which, okay. Hello. I can say that.
That's
okay,
bad.
You got to dump that one.
That's really bad.
I already get enough shit for still saying the R word. I didn't know it was on the list. Until
it is on the list. It's been on the list forever.
No, but I actually made a joke to someone recently, and they're like, hey, I'm sorry.
What? Who are
and
you?
I was like, I can say retarded. It's in the dictionary. I can say retarded.
If you're talking about how an engine runs.
I can say retarded.
It's running lean or it's running retarded.
Right. That's so don't tell me I can and cannot use that word.
You can use
it
in that context.
I'm not big on the whole you can and cannot say certain things in a free country where you can say whatever you want.
All right, Joe Biden, you're about to drop the N-bomb.
No. Good gosh. What if he does that?
So as we segue into this.
What if he just jumps in and comes
out
in
like this argument today?
Yeah.
I was waiting
His
for
brain
it.
Is scrambled,
It's scrambled. I keep waiting for him. And then if you do, that's it, right?
Okay.
Today was it.
Have you heard the conspiracy theory about how this is all a setup for Hillary?
Yeah. I just said it.
I think
he's going to run. She's going to be the running mate.
You
she
think the way they're
going to
do it, he's just going to drop a loud and proud N-bomb?
No. He gets into the office. When he's in office, she kills him and takes over.
Oh.
That's
well, that doesn't go along with what's going on today, though.
No.
I don't think he's going to make it because there is a chance that he's going to be at a debate and just drop a loud and proud in.
He was... There's audio of him in different places like Brooklyn and stuff and him telling his old war stories and crap. And it's gotten really close. And anytime I hear him start telling one of his war stories, I'm
like... you're like the cameraman on the Naggers episode of South Park. You're like the cameraman. You're like the black cameraman. You just kind of look around.
Like waiting.
Is he going to say it?
You kind of look around.
What was it?
Which is one of the greatest category? One of the greatest South Park episodes
ever.
The
category was...
people who annoy you.
Yeah, people who annoy you.
That's who, man, you want to talk, the dream team of coming on our show, those guys.
Yeah.
That'd be amazing. That's what Seth and I do now. Anytime something's out of place, we act like we're the cameraman. We just like,
I'm going to start doing that.
That's such a great scene.
It is.
South Park geniusness. They
Naggers.
Predict all this.
They did.
They predicted this whole shit show that we're in now all been predicted.
Is there a Joe Biden character on
there's
South Park?
Oh, I guarantee you there's a... text Seth. He'll know. He's
Has
watched
he dropped
every
an
episode.
N-bomb? I haven't watched it in a few
he's
years.
He's going
so
to, man. You're right. He's on the edge.
So today, he was in Detroit.
Like, we got pissed at Trump because he said, grab him by the pussy. That's not going to hold anything compared to what this jackass
if
is going to say.
Like, if he goes into war mode and just starts dropping...
Yeah. And he's
like
in the lead, right?
Japanese slang,
like he's,
or Polish
slang. He's already ahead of...
Yeah.
Which, that's Sanders. That's my impression now of Sanders.
So he sounds like a Murloc on World of Warcraft?
He kind of does. Do you still have that drop?
I'm probably somewhere.
But he's like, I again am asking you for.
I think
he's like
is.
He's Murloc.
He's totally a Murloc.
Murlocking.
So.
And he's gotten ousted by the Democrats, I think. I think he's a afterthought at this point.
If you haven't heard it.
But this happened today.
Joe Biden was in Detroit today.
Can we play it? We can play
Michigan,
this.
Michigan, we can play this.
Because yeah, it's.
He's in Detroit, Michigan. He's walking around. He's doing stuff.
Yeah, let's play this, dude. This is awesome.
And he...
He looks like he... At one point, he's considering slapping this guy.
So he's he walks up. He's doing, like... He's talking to workers there. And these are...
Union workers.
Union steel auto. Workers. Auto steel yeah, workers, right? Guys. The people you do not ever want to get into a fight
that's
with
like
or some
Boy
type
Scouts.
Of altercation. No. You're not going to overtalk these guys. If they have an agenda to put out there, they're going to say it.
And, yeah, play this.
Let's see. Let's make it.
Can you make it loud?
Big. Yeah, I'm going to make it. Oh, this is the one that Will sent me, but I want to open this one. This one is the good one. They're up close. As soon as it loads, loading.
It's a great Metallica
Facebook's
album.
Great.
And Reload.
Do you like Load?
No.
No. Let's see.
It's my favorite. Okay. My favorite Metallica album is Load. Do not pull that, Thomas. Okay, go
Make
ahead.
Make a song all about that. Call it King Nothing Stubbs. Here we go.
These union workers that have been working countless hours under the Trump administration, I'd like you to explain how you plan to not only keep us working, but how you intend on getting the union vote when there is a large portion of the union workers that are gun enthusiasts and you are actively trying to diminish our Second Amendment right and take away our guns.
All right. So right there, the question is, basically, we're union workers, we're gun enthusiasts.
It's a valid question that you would ask a politician.
You were trying to take away our Second Amendment rights.
Yeah, back it up. Because he's just about to say it.
And you look on his face the look.
Which
Joe
I'm not
Biden's
sure about his viewpoint.
Like,
is Biden one of the guys that are like, all guns are bad? Or is he one of the people like, we don't need
Armalite?
We don't need extended clips or magazines and
ARs
clips.
Should not be out in the wild.
That's one of his.
They're
right?
Military weapon.
Okay, yeah.
They're a machine gun.
Yeah.
That's what he says.
He
they
calls
are
them
machine
a gun.
Machine gun.
The AR-14s is what he was talking about.
Yeah, the AR-14s are a machine gun. You'll hear
Or
that.
It could be the
RA-15s. Or the RA-15s. Here we go.
Yeah. Trying to diminish our Second Amendment right and take away our guns.
You're full of shit.
All right, thank you guys.
Bam. His response to a legitimate question right out of the gate is, you're full of shit.
I like his handler's like, okay, guys, okay.
And he turns to her.
Says, no.
I'm backing it up again. We're going to do this again. He's going to say, you're full of shit.
This poor lady.
And then this poor female aide that
she's
he
like,
has.
Oh, shit.
And he does this to his aides all the time.
No,
have
no,
you noticed
I got
that?
This, I got this.
In a bunch of interviews.
What if
he
he's just like,
them,
I got this. No, bitch, I got this.
He either says, shush, shush, or.
He says, shush.
Shut up.
Yeah.
He's
he
told,
goes, shush, shush.
He told his aides to shut up. That's very demeaning.
Go back, though. Start not all the way, but right before he says, you're full of shit.
Second Amendment right and take away our guns.
You're full of shit.
All right.
No, shush. Shush. I support the Second Amendment.
What a
Second Amendment, just like right now, if you yell fire, that's not free speech.
Stop.
Yeah, that's not apples to apples, guy.
Yelling fire and free speech is your first fucking amendment, not your Second Amendment. Your Second Amendment is your right to bear arms.
He's struggling.
Hey, fucker that wants to be the president, learn the goddamn Constitution, you old fuck. God,
I don't think he wants to, man.
I don't. I think he's going to stroke out.
I think he's just been set up by these people that think that he's.
How's he gone as far as he has in his career?
That's the thing that's so funny. Everybody's like, I don't know about since this has come out, but there's been times where Democrats were, oh, Joe Biden, he could hang with Trump in a debate. No, he can't. Trump will chew this guy and spit him out.
Was he this much of a dumb fuck as a VP?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
That's when the whole meme and all that, those videos of him like kissing on
and kissing on the neck.
And he
stuff.
Would always say dumb stuff back then.
All right. I'm backing up again.
But does all okay, he's not the only dumbass vice president, though. Remember Quayle? Didn't know how to spell potato or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, Quayle
and then,
was dumb.
And then we had Dick Cheney was like a baboon with a baboon heart. Just,
yeah.
Like just
then
mad at the world.
You had the other dumbass that invented the internet.
Yeah. Gore, yeah. Gore. It's like, I think presidents get them, like, bring them along because they know that the assassination attempt for them to move up in the ranks is not going to be a well-thought plan.
Yeah. It's like, hold on. I want to kill this guy, but...
But I just can't pull it off.
Well, that's like right now. Trump hasn't been assassinated because look who you have backing him up.
Yeah, exactly.
Like the assassin sits there and goes...
Dude, we might be on to a good, pretty good conspiracy theory. All your assistant principals, all your vice presidents are dumbasses.
Yeah.
And they do it on purpose. On you don't purpose. Want too smart of a vice president, man.
You're the smartest man alive, Matt.
Bam.
All right, here we go.
You're full of shit.
All right, thank you.
Now, shush.
God, that bothers me.
I support the Second Amendment. It's
very patriotic.
Second Amendment, just like right now, if you yell fire, that's not free speech. And from the very beginning, I have a shotgun, I have a 20 gauge, a 12 gauge, my son's hunt. Guess what? You're not allowed to own any weapon. I'm not taking your gun away.
You're not allowed to own any weapon. I have a 20 gauge and a 12 gauge. You're not allowed to own any weapon. And for those that are just listening to the audio, he's punching his finger at this dude's
chest.
Oh, is
he touching him?
No, but he almost touches him here, and the guy loses his shit because he's taking it as a threat. But he says, you're not allowed to own any gun, is what he tells this guy.
Yeah, this is weird stuff all the way around.
Biden cannot handle pressure.
He can't get out of his own way on any of this stuff. He never has been able to.
All right, here we go.
Guess what? You're not allowed to own any weapon. I'm not taking your gun away at all.
Which makes no
you
sense.
You need 100 rounds.
So when you were with Beto, when you said you're going to take our guns,
I did not say that. That's not true. I did
it's
not say that.
It's a viral video.
Well, it's a viral video like the other ones you're putting out there. It's simply a lie.
Your voice, you said that you're taking the gun.
Well, he just clarified it.
Wait. Take the AR, your AR-14s.
So the AR-14, for those that aren't aware, shoots one less bullet. It's slower rounds per second than an AR-15. It's last year's model.
It's the Sam's Choice.
It's the Sam's Choice.
Listen, the great value model.
We can do the Armalite 15, so we did the Armalite 14.
Yeah, it's like Diet Coke.
Yeah. Here we go.
This is not okay.
Hold on.
All
right.
So, after he says the AR-14 comment, that's funny as hell. The guy, and he's pointing his finger at this guy's chest that asked the question, Biden is. The guy says,
I'm kind of digging his handler.
That's not okay. That's not okay at all.
Yeah.
Now, you watch the Secret Service guys in the background close in. Like, they're afraid something's going to happen.
So, boys, you said that you're taking a gun.
Well, he just clarified it.
Wait. Take the AR.
Mr. White Knight
comes in.
Okay, this is not okay.
Hold on. All right. Don't tell me
to do
that. There's a lot of guys.
I'm not working.
You're working for me, man. I'm not working for you.
Is he wrong? Is that a wrong statement?
Biden's wrong. You are an elected official in a government position.
No,
that
siding with the guy in the union. Like, he is working for him.
He is working for the guy. He's working for all of us.
That's right.
A representative of the United States that he was put into office by the people of the United States. You are an employee for the people of the United States.
So, okay, this is the part of the video where I do think the dude starts grandstanding a little bit and drawing. Like,
I think
he starts,
so, too.
So, but continue it, because it gets more absurd.
They both get heated.
Which is awesome.
And then it turns into machine gun talk, which is hilarious.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm waiting for Machine Gun Kelly to jump out.
I'm pretty sure there's an RA-15 mentioned here coming up.
There may be an
RA-15. I think he says RA-15.
This is awesome.
Calls him a horse's ass.
Hey. Look, here's the deal. Are you able to own a machine gun? I said, are you able to own one? I'm the law.
Machine guns are illegal.
That's right. So AR-15's illegal.
Oh, he didn't. Did he say RA?
RA-15's are illegal. So he says, he asked the guy, the union guy, are you allowed to own a machine gun? And the union guy goes, no. Machine guns are illegal. They are. Biden then goes, so are RA-15s. I don't know what an RA-15 is.
It's like a royal ambassador. It's kind of like the Boy Scouts in Baptist churches. They're called royal ambassadors, RA-15. It's a 15-year-old royal ambassador.
I think
sorry to take
for
that
real, an RA-15 is a rank in the Royal Army Air Force
for
the British. So anyway. he says, you know, RA-15s are illegal. No, they're not. AR-15s are not illegal.
Well, RA-15 might be.
An RA-15 maybe. But an AR-15 is not illegal.
It's definitely illegal if you have sex with it, because, it's, I mean...
If you got a penis that can fit in that barrel, there's something wrong.
No, an RA-15.
Oh, an RA-15.
Yeah, a Royal Ambassador. The 15-year-old Royal Ambassador.
So, we'll get to Corey Haim here in a minute.
Oh, man, you're just a segueing fool.
I am.
So, all right.
You're lining me up. I'm just knocking him out of the park. But this guy says that he means to say AR-15s are illegal. They're not illegal, and they're not machine guns.
Nope, they never have
been. But this guy is supposed to be a representative of the United States and supposed to know all the facts and what's going on, and he thinks that the most popular sporting rifle is a machine gun.
Now, do you think this is because the man has just started to go slip downhill mentally because of his age?
Did he serve?
Or do you think – I don't know if he did or not. That's
Agent
a good
Orange?
Question. Or something like that. Or do you think Mustard this gas? Is just him being beyond checking facts these days and studying the issues that he just doesn't know, he doesn't care, he's going to try to do the Hillary Clinton thing where he's just fed a bunch of information all
what
the time?
What I think it is
and Trump.
What I think it is that he's ill-informed and not street smart, and he doesn't know how to handle himself.
So you think
argumentative situations.
You think he has ammunition against these type of arguments, but he can't remember it because he's so flustered because of the arguments face-to-face with a citizen.
In the debates we just had.
That's why he's going to get annihilated when the real debates happen for the general
in
election.
In the debates we just had, you could watch him melt down when people would start asking him. When Elizabeth Warren would start asking him questions.
Yeah.
Warren,
which, thank God, she's gone.
When she'd start asking him questions.
Financial aid to get wrote off, though.
Yeah, that's true. When Bernie would start attacking him and stuff, he is not prepared, and he's hot-headed. And when he gets hot-headed.
Bernie did, too, the first one of the debates, too.
He
kind of lost his shit.
But when you get hot-headed.
You lose it.
You lose it. You don't think straight.
And everything.
And, unfortunately, I hate to say this, and everybody's going to punch me in the balls for this. I hate to say this.
I'm not going to punch you in the balls.
When you watch Trump and Hillary debate. Neither one of them got ultra hot-headed to where they lost their shit or lost their cool
and
started talking.
They make those snide,
they make
like,
the snide
facial
remarks,
expressions and remarks and stuff, but not
like
that.
They weren't jumping off like crazy facts and freaking out.
They weren't
and,
getting
like,
shake fist.
When
weren't
you
getting
get
shake fist, yeah.
Like Biden is getting shake fist
and
here.
Shake voice, too. He's getting shake voice and shake fist.
Look at that, how I got the picture frozen. Yeah. He wants to punch someone in the face.
It reminds me of that TV evangelist video that we watched a couple of weeks ago where the guy was like, hey, darling. Yeah, and he starts getting shake voice and shake fist.
No, hold on. Let me pray.
Let me pray.
I got to pray for a
see,
second.
Even that would be better for Biden if he's like, you know what? I'm going to pray and
hold
try
on.
To gather his thoughts and then be like, okay.
And he gathers his people around, puts his arms up and starts praying. That'd be weird.
It would probably win over some technique though, and it would probably win him some votes because some conservative people would be like that would I'm never voting for him, but I hate Trump. Would be like, wow, he's actually praying to calm down in a situation.
Would that work?
Wouldn't you want your president to do that?
Yeah,
but then you got Pence talking about praying over if he needs to use fluoride in his toothpaste or not.
Then you have all the agnostic people that are like, fuck God, why are you praying to him?
Those guys are bitter anyway. Those are incels.
A lot of them are. How you doing, Eric Peterson? How's it going?
Hello, Bedfiles. Hello, half our listeners.
How you doing, south side of Fort Worth?
We're never going to get to go back over to the south side.
No, but honestly, like say you're in an altercation at Mass. Like some guy walks up to you, he's like,
can I pray real
Stubbs?
Quick?
I don't like what you said about me being agnostic on that last show.
I couldn't
do it. Would you just be like,
they would know I was being
on.
A smart ass.
Let me pray. Hold on.
They would know.
I don't want to get in this.
I don't think I could pull it off. I don't think you could pull it off. But if like someone that people didn't hadn't heard their ridiculous voice saying these ridiculous things every week, they could pull it off because you'd be like, think about it. You're about to attack this guy. You're getting in an attack mode. You're like, getting your, my dick is so big mode, and I'm alpha male mode. And then this guy just goes, hey, can I pray real quick? I'm going to, just because I want to know what kind of answer I should give you. You would probably be like, okay, I'm going to, I guess, man. I guess. Fuck. I wanted to fight.
I wanted to show how much of a fucking badass I am. You'd throw them off.
You would, yeah.
They'd probably be like, I'm going to do a shot of Jaeger. Well, you pray.
We know we have a friend.
Fucking drink a Bud Light.
We have a friend.
You fag. What do you pray?
Whoa.
That's what they would say.
Oh, that's what they'd say.
Yeah. I'm never, okay.
You have a friend that you live with. That
no, they're not my friends.
Would always get into arguments at the bar. Would always just fuck with people and get to the point of,
oh yeah, he's
about,
a champion of it.
And then the next thing he could be like,
act like he's deaf.
That's one thing. That's funny.
I don't know what
I don't know what you're saying. Or
one of the greatest
I have
bits
watched
ever.
This. Or he would just immediately call the situation and go, dude, I'm just fucking with you. Let's go have a beer. I'll buy you a beer. I'll buy you a shot. I'll buy you a drink. I'll buy you whatever.
Yeah.
Like, he would push people and push people and push people to the point of where they're like, I'm about to kill you. And he'd be like, no, dude, I'm just fucking with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, there's a lot of people like that. There's a lot of people on the on YouTube that do
and
that.
And then they're best buds the rest of the night, whoever that is.
Yeah.
Watch that at Spark.
They're sucking
a
each other off.
Times. And then they go
back
suck
in the
other.
Back docking by the dumpster.
On the back porch.
Yeah, just docking.
Just sucking
man,
dick.
Man, I can't believe we were about to get in a fight.
All right. You wanna,
space docking.
You want to play the end of this?
Yeah, go ahead.
No, it's not. Yeah, you need 100 rounds. You need 100 rounds.
In America, with handguns, and there are what you call assault rifles. Why are you advocating for assault rifles when people are dying by handguns?
All right, so that's the end of it.
And then the union leader comes, hey, chill, bro.
Hey, chill out. But that is true. There are more deaths in America by handguns than there are by assault rifles. It's just the problem with assault rifles is
the mass. That
the mass.
Yeah, the amount.
When something happens, it's usually
workers.
A lot. Oh, shit, stop. It's usually a lot of people at once.
Well, good for Joe Biden and the dude in the union building.
I'm going with the union
was,
dude.
Oh, yeah, he owned him, but still.
He did own him.
Do you know everybody that's in charge of, like, the Democrats, the whole, like, the party, like, the people that set up the conventions and stuff? Or they're like, what the fuck? We are.
Everybody I know that is Democratic
is going, what?
Or is voting that way.
Here comes Trump. Part two.
Has been like, what the hell do we do? What's going on?
What can they do?
What? I don't want this guy.
No. What's going to happen? This is a setup.
And, you know, tonight's another Super Tuesday. It's not Super Duper Tuesday, but it's
another.
See,
this is all to get Hillary to throw her hat back in. That's all this is, I bet. And Hillary's going to get destroyed because all the crap that has been going on. Because the investigations that were done to get to the bottom of the Russian hoax, it also peeled back some things on Democrats. You know what I mean?
All that will come up.
Like the meeting with Bill Clinton on the tarmac. There's a bunch of stuff that got peeled back when everyone decided they were going to go after Trump. So now Hillary might be in a spot now to where she can't get in it because it'll threaten her livelihood for some kind of prosecution for some illegal activity that her and Bill did. Like this Uranium One, how far down that rabbit hole have you gone down?
A lot.
Because there's,
that's scary.
There's a lot of stuff to that.
That gets really scary.
So Hillary's got to be sitting there thinking, well, if we jump
the whole Benghazi shit.
Yeah, the Benghazi thing. And Hillary's got to be going, if we, the only thing we have, here's what they're thinking.
Hours,
Democrats want coronavirus to go nuts because that's their Katrina. That's their Katrina, I think. They're thinking.
You think it'll kill? They think it'll kill off a bunch of Trump voters.
Now, this is crazy, but I guarantee you, there's some hardcore, political people, like Democrats and stuff, that are wishing wishing for a lot of deaths, a lot of bad things going down because they think it'll get a lot of rural places killed off. Yeah, because it'll get their person elected into the White House, and Trump will be gone. I guarantee you, there's people thinking that.
What if they're thinking it's like the Wild Wild West? Or
I'm pretty sure that's Texas now.
No. the documentary about that cult in Oregon.
Yeah.
Like how she poisoned all the food to keep people from voting. They're like, man, if all these people get sick, they won't go.
Man.
If they get sick with coronavirus, they won't go vote.
Yeah. They're nuts right now. The thing is, I hate to sound like someone that's pro-Trump because I'm not at all, but there really is a Trump derangement syndrome. That really is a thing. Don't you believe so?
Oh, yeah.
Like, people are mentally sick because they are so upset at Donald Trump. And it's affected people. And this is a product of it, man. You guys built your you made your own bed.
Yeah.
Y'all did this to yourselves. You had plenty of time to get your shit together. It's just like you said the last show. You had all this time to get your shit together and leave this whole Russian horseshit thing.
And throw the impeachment shit.
Just go all that. The whole they got pissed off about the Russian thing. Then they got pissed off about the judge that got elected. Then they fucking went nuts about the impeachment shit. And now here it is, time to play ball, and they're just sitting with their dicks in their hands.
You had 17 people try out to be president.
And they're all a
you
bunch
could
of
have
clowns.
Focused on one
Tulsi.
On three and built them up and made them exactly what you wanted them to be. But instead, you were too
around.
Busy dicking around on Capitol Hill.
Dicking around
fucking
on everything.
Off and not preparing.
Like, the Schiff Cat is a joker. He's always been a joker. And they put all their chips into that whole shit. The whole shit show. They decided that Schiff was going to be their guy, and they're going to bring him down. And then that dumbass Democrat, the Pelosi, fell for it and was like, okay, I'm going to go with this. Like, and then you have the socialism aspect of it. You're either hardcore socialist or you're not in the Democratic Party now. They've just fucked everything up tremendously. And I feel sorry for the people, the good Democrats, that really want a good tight race, because it's not going to happen.
Yeah. I wanted someone decent in there. Someone good. And once again, I'm looking at this going,
I'm telling you, they should have gotten.
I'm not going to vote on either one of them because I don't give
what
a
they
fuck
done,
about either one of these guys.
What they should have done is somehow talked Obama's wife, Michelle Obama, to run. If they would have talked to her, talked her into running, they would have a really good chance.
You know, I'm with you on that. I was thinking about that the other day.
But they screwed it up.
But if she even wanted to.
They should have got Betsy Price.
No.
Can you imagine if Betsy Price was in a debate with Joe Biden?
Yeah, let's go ride our bicycles. So Biden has won Michigan, Mississippi, and Montana already.
This falls into play with the... Hillary's just going...
She's swooping overhead. She's getting ready.
She might be, man.
They're coming in.
I just don't think she has.
She's coming in.
I just think that there's too much stuff, though, on her. Like, there's too much garbage on her, man.
Shit, we're running late. All right,
we'll get to the next topic, then.
Sorry. Okay, so this, you want my...
Funny stuff, man.
You want my serious topic now that I want to get in with you? No, that was a pretty serious topic, but you want my real serious topic that I've been holding out for a while?
Sure, go for it, man.
I threw this conversation one day.
Is it love?
Exciting and new. Adam Schiff looks like Joe Tacky at age 56. That's the weirdest conversation we've had in our chat room tonight.
Who said that?
RoboTuner.
I'll let him take that up with Joe.
Yeah. You just thought you were going to be recording it.
Jesus, man.
At Cloudland again.
I thought you were happy with that recording,
yeah.
Dude.
Whoa. All right.
Shot
your record's
fired,
done.
Man. Yeah.
All right, here we go. So, I've been watching Narcos.
Where are you at? Because I'm only like 4 episodes in, so let's
I'm
don't
finished.
Go too far. Then we can't get too far into it.
I'm not
it.
Getting into it. I'm not getting... This has nothing to do with that. But this brought a conversation that I had with Susie, actually, a few months ago. I bounced it off her, and it spawned from a... U.S. border agent that Joe Rogan had on. Did you listen to that episode?
I don't know if I have or not. Is it recent?
Like November, December, maybe January.
I haven't been watching. I haven't been listening too much Rogan lately.
Maybe it's November, December. He had a guy that was...
No, you're not talking about the guy that was you're not talking about the guy that was went down and followed the cartels.
Yes, that guy.
The writer? Yeah,
he was a writer now, but he used to be a narco guy that would go down and bust him up.
No, this guy was strictly a writer that followed the cartels.
Oh,
that
no,
I'm
no,
talking
no.
about.
This is a guy that went down there and got bloody.
With fighting.
Fighting, yeah.
No, it's a different person.
And he talked
this
about...
This guy's a border agent?
Or
he's just talking about the border agent?
He worked for an alphabet agency, I believe, and went down there and did stuff. But now he advises the Border Patrol and border agencies. He's retired. And I thought he had written a few things, but he...
You're not talking about the ex-CIA dude.
Maybe that's who it is, yeah.
Because he has him on a lot. He's been on like three or four times, and anytime something happens... I don't know if he's Hispanic. He brings him in when there's when something like he brought him in on the right after the Iran when we took that guy out. He brought him in to talk about us taking him the Iranian dude out and how
this is a guy that knew a whole lot about taking out El Chapo.
It might be the same guy. I can't remember.
Like he knew a lot of the story with that, but he was talking.
Sounds like
about,
something that we could look up if we did show notes.
If we did show notes, I could go back and look at it. But he has like since then he's had like 600 people on, so it's a pain in the ass to go find.
Man, Joe Rogan's a worker.
He is a worker.
Asshole.
He does 6 podcasts a week on 3 days only. It's kind of badass.
Dude, what I'd
or
do
5
that.
Podcasts
if
a
they're
week.
Like, hey, you guys got to go full time now. I'd do that 3 days a week. You do
he'll
6
do
podcasts.
2 shows a day. On some days.
I'd be okay with that.
I'd be okay with that. So the conversation was, he brought up a deal is like blood diamonds.
Right.
How people lose their shit, especially a lot of people that are very hippy-dippy, environmentalist, you know, love, very lovey-dovey people. They lose their shit when you find out that they, you know, someone has a blood diamond or blood diamonds are evil. And, you know, all the shit they've gone through and stuff.
I pooped a blood diamond earlier today.
I'm being serious now. Like one out of Africa where many people have died to get this
right,
this diamond too. You know, and a lot of people will not wear diamonds or don't want diamond rings or diamond necklaces because of the whole blood diamond myth. You know, you can't verify where it came from.
Yeah.
And you don't know if kids or families have died because of these
diamonds. I got it
diamonds.
At the prize station at the Chuck E. Cheese, like when I turned in my tickets.
Oh, yeah, that's where you got it. Chuck E. Cheese, huh?
That's a real diamond, right?
It's a real diamond. So the whole, hey, he brought up the how blood diamonds, you know, all these people freak out about blood diamonds, but the same people that tend to freak out about them, or he's known in the past, have no problem with cocaine.
Bam!
When cocaine.
There's a slap of reality right in
your
face.
How about that right there? They have no problem with cocaine, but yet. People die daily in Mexico due to the trafficking of cocaine through that country. And families, kids.
I think that mic was hot, too.
I thought I had it turned down. It may have been.
All right, so yeah.
But families, kids.
Yeah.
You know, there's an entire war going on down there between cartels.
Yeah.
But people will just do cocaine freely and not even think about it when, you know, the difference between a blood diamond and doing cocaine are just right there on the same
I don't
par.
Think I've ever done blow and sat back and was thinking, man, I wonder how many people died to bring this to me today. I don't think that's ever happened.
But when it's a slap in the face of reality, you're
well,
kind of like,
well, I don't
whoa.
Do I don't do the yayos, sir.
I know, but now that you look back on it, you're kind of like, shit. How
yeah,
did that,
I mean,
how did that get to you?
But honestly, it wouldn't. I sound like an asshole, but
no.
I wouldn't
how did the
it.
Cocaine get to you? Yeah,
yeah. No, the
a
whole
lot
process.
Of time, that's the problem. Is
just
a lot of people that
process.
Do the stuff don't even think about it.
Mm-mm, they just think party time. Excellent.
Yeah,
yeah.
But I know people that are staunch, like fuck blood diamonds, blah blah blah. That's a bunch of bullshit.
As they're standing
but
next
as they're
to
cutting
one of their
up
buddies.
Lines,
yeah, yeah.
And they're like, yeah. That. What? What's the difference there, homie?
It's about. What narrative they want to push and whose agenda they're trying to carry is what it is.
But it's the same exact thing.
It's the same
thing.
Exact thing, yeah.
It's fucking shocking, isn't it?
Or, Ben, okay, you could even take it a step further. If you wanted to go, if you wanted to become the moral police, well, that's why are you drinking a beer? What do you mean? I had an uncle that was killed in the head-on collision, and he was drinking Budweiser's all day. Man, you're support. Like, look at that. That's blood. That's blood right there.
But that is a – your uncle – made that choice to drink all day and then drive.
Cigarettes, too, the same thing.
Yeah.
No, but it's the same thing. I'm taking it to the extreme moral police version of what you're saying. But that's the thing. What some people determine as evil and just atrocious to other people is completely normal and vice versa. It's like it's when you start talking about being people's moral police and stuff like that, you're walking a slippery slope because, okay, it's like the PETA activist and stuff, or the animal rights activist that has a pair of Doc Martens on. You're like, true. Okay, that doesn't make one goddamn bit of sense.
Yeah. Or wears a fur around.
Well, I haven't seen one that did that.
Well, I'm just throwing
but
that
the
out
Doc Martens, I have seen that. I was like, okay, so you're a vegan, right? Yeah. Why? Because of the animal treatment and cure and cruelty. Why do you have Doc Martens on? Ugh. Why do you have a leather jacket on at the punk shows you go to?
It's
now, a lot
fake.
Of the smart and educated ones don't do that, but you have the ones that hop on the bandwagon and do it. I mean, the same thing is, well, okay, what store do you shop at? What do you mean? Do but they have grain-fed cows? Like or open field cows that you're is that the type of meat you're eating?
Well, I don't think vegans care about meat at all. So.
No, there's some people that are like, if you eat meat from a certain place or take eggs from a certain place, then you're
it's wrong.
Yeah, free range animals and shit. But I've also heard there's health benefits too from free range.
Well, it's like another conversation I've had recently was talking about hunting and how if you go out and you hunt your own food, you're getting food that's not processed. Not ran through a bunch of bullshit with hormones and crap, and it's better for you, and it tastes better. The flavor is better.
Yeah, on some of it, man. Some of it can be pretty gamey, but for the most part, yeah, if you know how to make it.
Listen, I will fight you to the death.
I've had some pretty good steaks and stuff that have
with
been.
With some whitetail deer. Some backstrap?
No, backstrap's awesome, but sometimes you get a gamey piece that, like, the gland didn't get cut. Like, you know how
well,
some
that's
people
the problem with the field dressing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Someone cut something wrong and it tastes. Yeah. Or you didn't kill it all the way. You weren't a good shot and it ran forever and adrenaline went through the meat. No, you finally caught up with it after it went down, but adrenaline ran through it and adrenaline will.
Yeah, those glands.
Yeah, adrenaline will fuck up.
Or a gut shot. If you gut shot a deer. But anyway, I know exactly what you're saying.
But there's I was trying to think of two things that have
a lot
of blood on there.
Weed has just as much blood as cocaine.
But weed has died down now.
You mean, yeah, but in the 90s
historically,
and the 80s
but
and stuff?
A lot of the weed you buy now is from the U.S., manufactured in the U.S.
But in the 80s and the 90s
no,
and
no,
the,
it was
in 2000,
totally
done,
yeah.
the early, the aughts and all
well,
that,
and opium.
It was all... Same with opium.
I mean, you have a 20-year war basically going on over poppy fields right now.
Yeah.
That no one wants to talk about.
I mean, the only one that you can't really pin on that is acid and shrooms.
Because all that's hallucinogenics. Made in a bathtub down the street.
So there you go,
and
kids.
Shrooms are
if you're
going to
do drugs, make sure they're hallucinogenics.
Yes. But yeah, that was my deal, was the blood diamond. And
how far do you take it? Yeah.
How far do you take it and how much blood was spilt? On a diamond and cocaine to get it here.
Yeah.
It's pretty shocking.
Yeah.
So that was my serious conversation.
Both is organized crime. Both is organized crime. Both has blood on their hands. It's crazy, man. Crazy.
Crazy.
Dude, I went to the DMA this last weekend, dude. For the first time since, I would say, 10 years? Well over 10 years, maybe.
Oh, because you didn't come out and see me play there last year, did you?
Oh, the Jesse Fry?
Yeah, I did it. I wanted to. The DMA.
I think I got sick.
Who else has done that around here?
I have no
idea.
Raise
your hand if you've played the DMA.
Henry the Archer.
Nope.
Me, Motor Scooter, has had
to have.
The Me Thinks.
Nope. Josh and the Jet Noise. Nope. Nervous Curtains. Yes.
Pimpadelic.
It's the first time I saw Nervous Curtains was at the DMA. No, they were not throwing baloney.
Hellified Funk Crew.
No.
The Mad Mexicans.
Brutal Juice.
Dude, you see that Brutal Juice on that old shirt with the crab one?
Yeah.
That was on that. Yeah, I know.
I used to have that one. That was cool.
I forgot all about that,
man. Forgot all about it. The spectacle did not, RoboTuner. So.
There were jokes.
DMA's fun, isn't it? Were they done with the big room?
The thing is, man, no,
the big room was under construction when I played there.
No.
They're still working on that?
You're talking about the one with the big house that they're, the electric house and stuff that they're putting in there, the lighted house and stuff?
Like if you walk in the main entrance.
And it's on the left?
And
no,
it's right there,
done.
Yeah. They're not done with that room yet?
Dude, I'd
suck. That was a year ago.
The only thing that sucked is I partied too much the night before and I felt bad for the who I went with, my date, because she had to be going, God, you smell like a fucking, like, you're embarrassing. But
I'm
she
trying
was
to
cool.
take you somewhere nice.
Yeah, I want to do it again.
Did y'all
soon.
Go across the street to the Nasher?
No, I woke up late and stuff, and But I definitely want to go back there. I want to go down there too, and you're going to broski me on this one with a camera and do some photography down
there.
That's
why you go to the Nasher. The Nasher's fucking rad.
I'm going to go all down there, man, because I get good photography, man, especially the day I went.
Well, you know, I do a lot of shoots down there. If I shoot in Dallas, we wind up in that area.
The misconception is that my photography is mainly of women's butts, but I have a good photogenic eye.
RoboTuner's genius.
What do you say?
Nervous Meat Curtains.
Is that the cover band?
Nervous Curtains are playing this Friday night at Lola's with Mountain of Smoke, and I'll ask them, are you all the Nervous Meat Curtains? Anyway,
coronavirus didn't throw anyone a monkey wrench to go there.
Did you go across the street to the Trammell Crow exhibit?
I only went to
the Asian American art?
No, I only went to two exhibits, and it was all at the DMA. And
did you go down to the
Meyerson?
I wanted
to stay longer, but I got cold.
Did you go down to Meyerson?
Man, I'm going to say this one more time.
I didn't
go to Deep Ellum afterwards. We didn't go to a show.
When you went and saw the Book of Mormon, did you see it at
Fair Park?
Oh.
Down there at Fair Park.
So you didn't go to the AT&T? Windspear.
I cannot wait for that thing to come back.
I know. I wanted to do Bass Hall. That'd be rad.
They did, didn't they?
Did they?
I'm pretty sure they did one
set
of shows
at Bass
Hall. I
always forget what's at Bass Hall.
Well, where did you go see them? I thought it was at Bass Hall
I saw it at the Windspear.
I'm pretty sure they did one. There was a stint at the Bass Hall. Because that was originally where
Windspear.
Brittany wanted to. That's where she really originally wanted to go, and it sold out too quick, I thought. And then we ended up going to the one that was at the...
Last thing I wanted to go see at Wind...
Don't fuck the baby.
Last thing I wanted to see at Bass Hall was something weird.
Never seen a show there.
I was like, I want to see something. Old 97s.
Be a good show to go see there.
Wind saw... what the fuck is his name?
Oh, did you
Buckingham,
hear...
Lindsey Buckingham.
Did you hear who's coming to town, man? I heard an advertisement today on the ticket. It's... Fuck. We used to make fun of... it's a quarter after one. Da, 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 da. Remember we'd make fun of the country song? And we'd compare it to Alan Parsons.
Yeah.
He's coming to town.
I'd like to go see that.
Dude. Where's our hookup on that show?
I didn't even... It's at Bomb Factory. I'll send a message over.
Yeah. It might be too late. Like, if it's this weekend, I can't do it.
Yeah. But I'd like to.
And I
maybe,
know, man.
Maybe... what's that...
I forgot the name of the country
it's
band.
It's a quarter after one. I'm a little drunk and I need you now. Lady Antebellum.
Yeah, remember when we side-by-sided that like over and over? And we're like, how do they not get sued?
Should we do that again?
How does anyone not know this? Dude.
There's a YouTube video of that.
Yeah. I think we've already done it on the show once, haven't we?
We have.
So if we do this, no one's going to be able to hear the show.
Well, no one's going to be able to.
I got these fans and stuff. They want me to sign autographs, and here you do sabotage it.
Alan Parsons.
I'd like to apologize to all Matt Stubbs
all
fans.
All my friends out there. That is genius. I won't play it.
Has anyone ever come up to you and said, I'm a fan of yours? What are you going to do when that shit happens?
It's happened.
I've never. No, God.
I get it all the time. It's a quarter after one. All right, so our last thing we wanted to talk about. Oh, let's do Netflix real quick. You said you were watching something on Netflix you wanted to get into? We're going to have a Netflix segment now, so if someone wants to make a Netflix song, we'll talk about what we're watching. I, this past weekend, binge-watched season one and season two of Formula One. Survived a Drive.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I was kind of talked into it. I was listening to something.
Just don't go into why I watched that, okay? Because that's kind of between you, me, and one other person. So.
But I started watching it because I heard about it on something, and someone was like, dude, it's a good show. You got to just kind of check it out. And the Formula One season starts this weekend. The 2020 season starts this weekend.
Didn't those races got canceled last year?
No.
I thought it got weathered out at TMS.
No, they don't race at TMS. Formula One races at Circuit of Americas in Austin.
I thought Formula One.
That's the only U.S. stop.
What am I thinking of? Oh, Indy.
Yeah, Indy yeah, got yeah, yeah. rained out.
Formula One is the one. That's the one
Formula
where
One,
people were passing out and shit, or is that the carts?
That was carts. They were going too fast.
They waved off. They were going too fast, and the G-Force was making them black out.
Formula One is
when it went through Dallas. Right? They had a Dallas race.
They used to have the Dallas Grand Prix, but Formula One now, the only stop in America is at Circuit of the Americas in Austin. That's the only Formula One track in the U.S. That's the Big Daddies. That is not the...
I want to go, man. I've never been.
That's not the fucking around. We're NASCAR doing left-hand turns bullshit.
All right. Well, send your emails to...
There is a level of white trash, and I will tell you right now, NASCAR is Walmart, and freaking Formula One is Neiman Marcus.
Rodeo Drive.
Is Rodeo Drive. That's the difference. All the money
in because it was invented. But NASCAR was invented here. That's where it all began.
It was invented to run beer across county lines.
So NASCAR is actually really cool because it has to do with our culture, the U.S. culture, and how we developed as a country and stuff, if you think about it. You can't just shit on NASCAR and say it's the Sam's Choice.
Yeah, I can. It's the Sam's Choice of racing. Listen.
I agree. Formula One is badass, but don't you be marginalizing my NASCAR brethren. And you used to watch NASCAR with me, so don't act like you didn't.
I used to go out and shoot and enjoy and watch NASCAR. I loved it.
I think you met Chuck Norris there.
I've met a lot of people there. I've met Chuck Norris, Billy Bob Thornton. All right, all right, all right.
I saw him on a Netflix series TV show or a documentary this weekend, too.
He's on Formula One.
He is?
When they're in Austin...
Does he live down in Austin
Formula
now?
2. He's down there. They show him, Michael Douglas, and one other person. Oh, Emmett Smith, all at the track. You know who else is in season 2?
Does Billy Bob not party anymore? Because he looks great, man.
I wasn't talking about Billy Bob.
Who are you talking about then?
All right, all right.
Oh, Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said Billy Bob Thornton.
No, Matthew McConaughey's in it. And I've met Matthew McConaughey and Billy Bob Thornton. Yeah, both out at the track.
So Billy Bob Thornton was in Formula 1? I can't imagine him being into it.
Matthew McConaughey is.
I'm so confused, man. Did the edibles kick in?
Maybe.
Wait.
Okay, I've met both those men at TMS.
Gotcha.
On the documentary is Matthew McConaughey.
Just Matthew McConaughey hanging out with a bunch
of LA
schmoos.
And you know who else? Okay, so the team.
Should we put him on our list to get on the show?
We probably could. We'd probably get him. The team.
Would it be yellow?
The head of the team of Haas Racing. His wife is Jerry Halliwell, the Spice Girl. She's in season 2.
She's not my favorite, though.
That was my favorite forever. Then she did Playboy. And I was like 16.
That's how we should acknowledge beautiful women from now on. And men.
Like you're just walking around in public. Just,
Hey, I'm Matt. Good to meet you. It's good to meet you.
Hey, Matt, that girl you brought. Good Lord.
What? Wow, Susie, you look today.
Jeez, but yes, Spice Girls. Jerry Halliwell, she's in the second one.
Has Matt Thomas been working out, man? All right, so yeah, it is good. I've seen a few episodes. It's pretty intense.
It is very intense, and it will suck you in. And now, guess what I'm all balls on for?
Let's go down there, man.
In October, we're going.
My birthday, homie.
We'll do it.
Yeah, dude.
Maybe we'll get a hookup. Someone will hook us up with some good
sweets. I can't do...
Or somewhere we can get into the pits and hang out.
I can't do the dub sixes. I got to do the LC because,
I can go see.
Is this right?
Lewis Hamilton. I don't know.
I'm trying to do Las Colinas. I'm the LC.
But if you've watched it, are you watching season 1 or season 2?
I just started the very beginning.
The very beginning.
Yeah. And so, I've got like 9 episodes in. So
the very first season, Netflix did not have.
It was a mistake that I got into it. No.
The very first season, Netflix did not have...
Yeah, it was on another channel, wasn't it?
It was a British thing, but they did not have access to Mercedes or Ferrari.
For the
first season. And the second season, they have full access to every team.
Damn.
In Formula One.
I didn't know that.
So, like, you don't hear anything from Lewis Hamilton the whole time. Like, the greatest, he's the LeBron James of Formula One.
LeBron James.
You don't hear anything. You don't talk to him. You know, they don't talk to him or anything. And then, at the end of the season, they finally get an interview, but it's a rollover into the second season. But this season, if you are a Formula One fan, this is the last season where it's...
How much does it cost to go to it? There's no decent, not badass, out your ass tickets.
$150
For a decent ticket?
For the entire weekend.
For a decent seat.
Yeah, so this is what $150. This is what $150 will cover. A decent seat in a good turn. You'll get to watch the you'll get to watch day one qualifying.
Do they give you earplugs?
Practice qualifying. Who cares? And then you'll get to watch the lower level Formula Ones, Formula 3, Formula 2, Formula 1 race.
If you bring your ticket stub, do you get into Yellow Rose?
Hold on. Then, at the end of night one, or day one, they have a concert down there. And you get access to that, and the concert's on the track.
The one that Richard played?
No. That was a little stage on the side of the main stage. The main stage is...
Muse and...
Justin, like Timberlake, Muse, yeah, Britney Spears, big names, big Katy Perry, pregnant. So it's usually a huge name, which need to see who it's going to be this year. And then the second day you get to come in for to watch the main race. And
hell yeah,
the hell
dude.
Yeah, and then you get to party and stuff. I want to get in on the track. I want to get into the garages and stuff. So if we happen to know anybody down in Austin... Wink, wink. That can get us in there. That'd be fantastic.
Yeah, we need to.
Let's have a big bro day down there.
We need to have our Austin affiliates hook us up. I'm hungry, man. Let's wrap this up, dude. That sounds great. I want to watch it. Netflix.
So, what were you watching?
Oh man, we're probably. I want to wait to get into the Hunters.
You want me to watch an episode or two?
Yeah, get into it a little bit, but. It's awesome. I love it. It's not for everyone, but I love it. I'm still watching Expanse. I'm still watching...
I need to start that.
Still watching... on Netflix, I'm watching Narcos still. I haven't finished it yet.
October 23rd through the 25th.
And...
Pink, Imagine Dragons, and Cool and the Gang. Pink?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pink's I've always had a thing for Pink. She's got that...
Well, like, watch Lewis Hamilton become a six-time world champion. The first ever six-time world champion.
Hamilton's the LeBron James.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's a pretty sexy man, too. He's a Brit. He's cocoa-skinned Brit. Cornrows.
With cornrows?
Yeah. What? No, they look good.
I thought you meant, like, what's it, like... All right. Yeah. Okay.
Look, see, you that.
I'd make him put a Lexus hat on. Yo.
Because Mercedes ain't good enough.
No. What'd you think about that lamp? Okay. We need to end the show.
Okay.
Speak on.
In the show, we're actually 15 minutes early.
I got to pee.
The thing we need to do is Corey Haim and Corey Feldman.
Oh, no. I heard about this.
So Corey Feldman was supposed... It's a big buildup. Was supposed to release this documentary last night.
Yeah.
And
did you hear him?
I forgot all about
it.
Until
right? How he wanted to live stream it, and he thought it was getting...
He did.
Taken out.
He did. He live streamed it. He had a movie theater in... He had a movie theater in Los Angeles that he was going to live stream it at so people could watch, and he had celebrities there and stuff and his friends.
And he said it was because he thought it was going to get taken out, but I think it was more a buzz.
And simultaneously, you were going to be able to watch it online if you paid $20.
He didn't want any leaks.
So all this started coming down. It started coming down time, and I saw it trending, and I was like, uh-oh, I forgot that was tonight. What's going on? And he got DDoSed.
Hacked. Is that what really happened?
Yeah, he got hacked, and
so
he wasn't able to stream. And they did this whole big production in the theater, and he's like,
I posted the video.
You can find it on Twitter, but he's like, his people are calling in. He's like, what? They're attacking us? What? It's terrible. Like, I'm sorry. If I was fixing to release a documentary that was going to expose a bunch of people that I've been working out my whole life, I've had this big ordeal, it's going to be a big release, what would I do if I found out someone was trying to stop us and hacking us? Them?
God damn it.
How much stuff would I break?
You'd break a lot of shit.
A lot of shit. Yeah. I'd be throwing shit around pissed. But he's like, huh? I can't believe it. Who
Are
would
you saying
do
it's a
this? There is more fluid.
You're saying it's a put on?
There's more fluidity in a Walt Disney animatronic than what he was putting on. Like, I've seen better acting in the Hall of Presidents at Disney World than he was putting on. That's it was funny. Terrible. But I guess finally, whoever was attacking him gave up. Or
it was a put on.
It was all a put on to make it look bigger.
Put on.
And they finally released. The video was finally played in the movie theater.
Now, did you watch
all the names were released. Someone was periscoping the video on their computer.
Okay.
And I watched about 15 minutes of it. I was like, ugh. And then it finally froze up for.
So the big name that got dropped, was there more than one or was it just the
there
big name?
There were six names. And most of them were. One was another act. The guy that acted with them in Dream a Little Dream and License to Drive. Older dude. I can't think of his name. Then the talent actor or talent director. Another agent. Another low-level actor.
But
and
the
then the big one was Charlie Sheen.
Yeah.
And they're supposedly in the documentary, it is quoted that Corey Haim said he was raped between two trailers by Crisco oil.
No, I don't think Crisco was what raped him.
Well, there
was
cooking oil involved as lubricant as Charlie Sheen raped him.
So they make some wings or anything after that?
But then I was reading the Entertainment Weekly article that came out today after all of it came down. And it made it sound like this was something Corey Haim got into, and there were several incidents with Charlie Sheen, and he kind of liked Charlie Sheen.
It was a relationship.
A mutual relationship thing started, and then he got tired of Charlie Sheen and was like, he's boring to me, and I don't like him anymore. That's the way the article made it seem.
Well, I imagine both camps are, like, Charlie Sheen's camp is going to spin it like that for sure.
Yeah, but who has a Corey Haim camp? Corey Feldman is the only one sticking up for him, right? Because Corey Haim's dead.
I don't know, man. There's that one dude that just released a book recently or something, or either a book or something, like last
year. But
this
has all been mentioned in the past. This wasn't, like, ground-shaking. He already, like, gave hints on Howard Stern that it was Charlie Sheen.
I didn't know it was Charlie Sheen until it came out.
It's all been rumored, so he just clarified it. But he didn't say anything about Michael Jackson.
I thought the big one that's going to... They're still saying that there's a big one that's going to fuck everyone up. That's not it, is it? Because everybody thinks it's Tom Hanks. Poor Tom Hanks has got to be going, what the fuck?
No, there's another one they think it is.
I thought Tom Hanks is the big one that everybody's thinking is going to... shoe's going to drop. Don't say Al Pacino or
no.
something.
Spielberg keeps getting thrown out there. Can you imagine that? And the other guy that did... Joel Schumacher.
I don't know.
Those two directors, they think are going to be one of those are going to be thrown out there. Spielberg,
Schumacher, I thought was a done deal that he was one of the guys.
Was he?
Like straight up, there's like everybody knows it
that he bangs little boys at the time.
Not little boys, but teenagers and
well,
shit.
Well, they were 13 through 16 when this happened. Like Corey Haim was
say it like
13.
That, I don't know, man.
When Charlie Sheen was 15.
There's also people that think that this is going to tie into government as well.
Let me guess. Somehow this is Trump's fucking fault, like everything is.
I don't know. I haven't gone down that rabbit hole. You can do anything with...
Or Hillary.
That's what it'll be. It'll be Bill Clinton or some shit like that and the Soros. Or not Soros. What was the one that just got busted and went to jail? Just got convicted. Hillary and Clinton and Bill Clinton's friend, Weinstein.
Weinstein, which we haven't heard much out of his He's circling. In Rikers now.
Circling.
What, her? Is she going to kill him?
Yeah.
She's in Rikers, or dude, he's in Rikers
gonna
Island.
He's
going
to cut a deal.
He's in Gin Pop.
He's going to cut a deal.
He'll be killed in
he'll
there.
He'll be killed.
He'll be killed in there.
Or suicide. Well, yeah, he'll be killed. We shouldn't even say suicide.
He'll be killed.
All right, that's all I got, man. I got to go. I got to TT and go
all right,
home.
Well, this was fun.
All this great TV.
This may be our last time together.
Because of Corona?
Because of Corona.
I don't think so, man. I'm starting to think this is all a bunch of horse shit myself.
We really do
watch
need to
next
talk
week.
About
I can't come in, man.
Yeah.
Well, I got coronavirus.
Well, I'm on a 14-day quarantine, and I'm headed to Big Ben.
They don't care about my AIDS. They care about my Corona.
So you get Corona.
Corona AIDS. I'm not going to. I mean.
Really? This is my question.
Oh.
I have a.
I do. Let's go back to this real quick. Actually, I'll bring this up next time. I'll package it because I don't want to revisit something that no one's going to hear this part, and this is a good little bit I got here.
Well, I have a question for you.
I have some comedy on it.
You do? You get Corona. You have a girlfriend. Do you immediately give it to her so that way y'all can have fun time for 14 days?
Man, that's funny because I sent I sent this to someone today. And it's funny.
Like, do you automatically, no matter what, give it to your lover?
I don't know if you've seen this
on
Facebook. Look at that.
Yeah, I saw that. That was good.
It's funny.
I like that one.
You got to have Corona safe sex now.
Corona safe sex.
You can't have unsafe sex.
Did you know there's Corona porn?
Oh, God.
There's coronavirus porn.
Oh, did you see
porn.
That video of the girl and her fingernails going
yes.
like that? And she had the
coronavirus
yeah,
stuff on
and
it.
And then the two people in the mask.
Yep. So stock up. I got masks. I'm selling them for $150
Hell
each.
No. You know what? I'll sign this right now and sell it for $50.
I'll put a JJTM sticker on it, sign this, and you can wear it around, and I'll sell it to you for $75.
All right, let's cut the show because I got to tell you my bit that I'm about to write into my next stand-up set that's coming down the line.
Are you going
to
do your stand-up like this?
I might.
How many stand-up, like, does stand-up work with a mask on?
Hell yeah. Right now it does.
All right.
I'm starving, too. You got any grub over there?
No, I got some licorice.
Oh, no, I need some food.
This dick. All right, they're out of here. Later.